This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inshallah, in this series, we've been covering the story of Ali Imran, right? The family of Ali Imran. And as we're covering the family of Ali Imran, we are going to, inshallah, look at how the Quran uses that as a way to reach out to the Christian community and give them da'wah, to call them to Islam. We're also going to see how, like, what the true message of Islam is when it comes to our understanding of Isa alayhi salam. But before we get started, we're going to do a kahoot. Yes, a kahoot where we will review all that we have learned in the past little while. And let me share my screen again for the kahoot. And there we are. Yes, can you see it now, Hannah? Yes. All right, now then, let us get started. Bismillah. Okay, so Ali Imran. All right, first question. Surah Ali Imran is the longest surah of the Quran. True or false? And if you are not on the Kahoot, you can just type the answer here. The correct answer, of course, is false. What is the longest surah of the Quran? Someone can unmute themselves and say it.
Surah Al-Baqarah.
Very good. Thank you very much. Okay. Next question. Actually, let's see who's on the leaderboard. Abdurrahman, Hannah, mashallah, Isra. How do you pronounce the name? Spondon, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And Suleiman, yes? Okay, very cool. Mashallah. Suleiman, Suleiman, where are you? Suleiman, are you Suleiman Hijazi? Is that who you are? Someone else? Different Suleiman. Okay, no problem. Continuing. Ali Imran means the family of Imran. People. The answer is true. Ali Imran, the words Ali Imran mean the family of Imran. All right. Very good. Mashallah. We have Suleiman and Waleed climbing the leaderboard. An interesting choice of emojis. Surah Ali Imran's main theme is to address the Jews, the pagans, the atheists, or the Christians. Who's the main audience? And the correct answer is the Christians. Now, there are, of course, the Jews are also addressed in Surah Al-Imran. Everybody is addressed in every part of the Quran, of course. Okay, but sometimes in many surahs, there is one main target audience. Okay, and the main target audience in this surah, Al-Imran, is the Christians. And that is because, you know, the surah is named after Imran. And as we'll see who Imran is very shortly. All right, next question. The name of Allah, Al-Hayy, means the one true God, the sustainer, the most merciful, the ever-living. This is from the first or the second ayah, excuse me, of the surah. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. What do we get? The correct answer is the ever-living. Yes, Al-Hayy is the ever-living. The sustainer would be... What would be the sustainer? Someone say it out loud for me, please.
Qayyum.
Al-Qayyum would be the sustainer, the one who keeps everybody alive, right? Al-Hayy, the one who is always going to live and doesn't die. People alive and gives death when it's time for them to go, yeah? Okay. Next question. Oh, mashallah. Who is Maryam, Mary, Imran, Hannah, or Jesus? This is an easy one. Maryam, of course, is Mary, right? In the Bible, she's referred to as Mary. And in the Quran, in Arabic, her name is Maryam. Okay. All right. Next question. Who is Maryam's mother?
Anna or Jesus?
The correct answer is Hannah. Very good. She is the mother of Maryam. Is her name mentioned in the Quran? Like, is she mentioned by name? Yes or no, people? Just say it out loud.
No.
No, correct.
No. Right?
Her name, she's not mentioned by name. Of course, she's referenced as the Imra'atu Imran, the wife of Imran, yes? But we know from like other sources, like the books of history and tafsir, that her name was Hannah. All right, next up. Close game. Who is Maryam's father? Is it Jesus? Is it Imran? Is it Hannah or is it Mary? Well, she can't be her father. The correct answer, of course, is Imran. So Imran is the father. Hannah is the mother. Their child, their daughter, is Mary Maryam. All right. And of course, in this family of Imran, who is the son of Maryam? That would, of course, be
I pressed Imran on accident.
Oh, Lord. All right, Abdurrahman, you might lose your top spot now. It is, in fact, Isa, Jesus, subhanAllah, that is the family of Imran, okay? Imran and Hannah, you know, are the husband and wife. Their daughter is Maryam, and their grandson is Isa. But now the interesting thing is, Hannah was expecting her child to be a girl. True or false? False. She was expecting it to be a boy. And she was expecting this boy to become a monk. Someone who dedicates their life to the worship of Allah. But that was not the case. Allah chose the child to be Maryam. And what an exceptional girl she was. Next question. Maryam got married and had baby Jesus. True or false? The correct answer, of course, is false. Maryam alayhi salam did not get married. She had, Isa alayhi salam without getting married and without having intimacy with anybody. Okay? So we would say that the birth of Jesus was a miracle. True or false? The birth of Isa alayhi salam was definitely, most definitely a miracle. Yes, I switch around the answer boxes. Yes, Wandan, you got that right. most definitely the birth of Isa was a miracle because Maryam alayhi salam was not touched by a man in the sense she had not had intimacy with any man, not married, nothing of that nature. His birth was a miracle, unlike anybody else's birth in the history of the world. Okay? The people of Bani Israel accepted Jesus as their prophet. True or false? What do you think? We haven't studied this yet, but it's going to come up. What do you think? They would accept him and be like, yeah, you're our prophet. You're from a Bani Israel. Sure, we accept you. You're cool. False. As you will see, he was rejected by Bani Israel. They did not accept him as their prophet. They were like, no, you are not a legitimate person. We will not accept you. And finally, Jesus was sent to all of humanity just like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isa alayhi salam was sent to all of humanity just like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do you think, people? True or false? Excellent. MashaAllah, the correct answer actually is false. Isa alayhi salam was sent to Bani Israel. And this is where the difference lies. He and every other prophet before him were sent to only their people, to their specific time. Whereas Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to all of humanity for all times. Of course, he lived in a particular time and lived around a certain group of people. But his message was meant for all of mankind, for all of humanity, for all races of all ethnicities. Okay? And that is the difference between him and everybody else, people. Okay, let's see the final podium. Okay, third place is Abdurrahman Mahmasa, mashallah. Good job, Abdurrahman. Second place, Isra. And finally, first place is Hannah, mashallah. Great job, you all. That is awesome. And Waleed and M are the runners up there. So very cool. Thank you very much for participating in this, inshallah. And let's get back now to our study of Surah Al-Imran. As we have discussed, right, it means the family of Imran. We spoke about the family tree. We spoke about that. The important themes here are the like understanding what is true faith and addressing Christians. These are the important themes of the surah. And of course, addressing Christians, in that comes the life of Maryam and Isa. All right. And then towards the end, all this will be tied together with the battle of Uhud. What is true faith? How do you live a life of selflessness? How do you live a life where your focus is to worship Allah and worship Allah alone? Yeah, these are difficult things to do. So the battle of Uhud at the end of this will tie this all together. Now, let us go, right? Let us go to discuss Jesus, the son of Mary. Yes, who is Jesus, the son of Mary? Isa ibn Maryam. Let us look at this story. Let me pull out the tab of tanzeel.net. Here we are. Okay. Now, as you might recall from the story, from what we were talking about, Isa alayhi salam, Maryam did not, right? She lived a life of seclusion. She lived like a monk. Are you with me, people? She lived like a monk, in the sense that she didn't get married, dedicated her life to, worshiping God, and lived a very simple life. So, as she's living this simple life, she is told, "Oh Mary, your Lord gives you the good news of a word from him. His name is the Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary, honored in this world and the next, and one of those who are granted nearness to God." Okay? Now, this is how Allah describes Isa alayhi salam, a word from him. A word from him. All right, people, I want you to tell me, does a word from him mean that Isa, that's what Jesus, is the son of God? Does it mean that? True or false?
False.
That does not mean that. That is false. That's not the implication. Does calling him a word of God, a word from him, mean that Jesus is God's speech? Like he represents God. Like Jesus represents God. What do you think? It's a difficult question, but let's see if you understand.
Yes.
Yes. Waleed says yes. Now, you may think that, right? But a word from him is not a word from him is not the same. Not equal. I don't know how to put not equals. Is there like a not equal sign? Equal. Not equal. I don't know. We can put not equal like this, okay? Is not equals to saying his word, okay? Linguistically. You with me, people? If I say, this is a book from me, right? This shows that there's many books, and this is one of the books that I have, yes? Are you with me? If I say, this is my book. Okay? Or this is my speech. That means that this is the one that matters, or this is the one that is very, very, this is the important one. This is the one that matters over anything else. Are you with me, people? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Isa alayhi salam what? He calls him a word from him. Thank you for that, spontan Isra. a word from him. He calls him a word from him, not God's word. He doesn't say he's God's word. He said he's a word from him, i.e. he is Isa alayhi salam. Right? Or Jesus is a word from many of God's words. Now, what does that mean? He is a word from the many of God's words. What does it mean for Jesus to be a word? I'll explain this to you. This is very important. What it means is he was created from a word from God. Okay? Now, this is a critical part. How are we created? How are we conceived? Let's put conceived. You know what conceived means? Conceived is when you are, when your mother or any woman becomes pregnant with a child. Okay? People, are you with me? Yes or no? How can Maryam alayhi salam be pregnant with Isa if there was no intimacy, if there was no intercourse? It's physically impossible. So he was conceived since Maryam alayhi salam did not have any intimacy with any man. The way Isa was conceived was by what, people? A word from God. Do you know what that word from God is that conceived, that caused the conception of Isa alayhi salam? Do you know what that word is?
Kun.
Kun. It's the one in the background right there. You see that? Kun fayakun. That is the word of God. The word from God. Kun. Kun means what? Be. Was how Isa alayhi salam was conceived. You people, you with me? That is what this means. He is a word. Huh? A word from him. Is that clear, people? Yes or no? Tell me.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. This is a very important concept. We don't say that Isa alayhi salam represents Allah as in like he is God's word, right? Because what's God's word? The speech of God is actually the revelation that he has sent, right? All revelation, Quran, Torah, Injil, yes? That's God's word. And can God's word, can it be changed? No, right? It's supposed to remain intact. That is an attribute of God. That's who he is. Right? It's an eternal thing. Just like Allah is eternal, his speech is eternal, has always been there. Whereas Isa alayhi salam, as a human being, he is going to be, there was a time that he wasn't alive, then a time that he was born, and then there'll be a time, as we'll see, where he is raised from this earth. And he will eventually pass away like a normal human being. So he can't, like, you know, a human being can't be God's word. Okay? Because human beings are not eternal. God is eternal. Thus, every attribute, everything about God is eternal. His mercy is eternal. His love is eternal. His power is eternal. His speech is eternal. You see that? Allah is eternal. Human beings are not. That's why a human being cannot be the word of God. And that's why the Quran is very precise. بِكَلِمَةٍ, a word from him, not كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ. He's not the speech of God. All right? You guys are with me with this. This is a deep point, but I hope you are you're following. Okay? He's called Al-Masih, the Messiah. But in really, what it means is the one who cures with a touch. Like he was, this was a miracle that Allah gave him, as we'll see. He is honored in this world and the next. This is how we see Isa alayhi salam. We honor him. We love him. We think of him as a role model. Many of us, there's many people who are named after Isa. There's many of us who name their kids after him, or his mother, or his grandmother. For example, Hannah and Maryam. These are all names that we find in the Muslim world because we like to honor these people through our own kids. This is how we see it. We see them as a way, you know, as a prophet of Allah, someone to hate. Yeah? Okay. And that's something that we don't do with any prophet. Now, what does Allah say about Isa? I want to keep going with the story. The angels come and they say, he is going to speak to men in his cradle. وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He'll speak to men in his cradle and as a grown man and be one of the righteous. Okay, so what does it mean to speak in the cradle? What does it mean to speak in the cradle? Who knows that? Speaking in the cradle.
When he's like a baby, look in the thing. He's in his newborn form.
Ah, as a baby, yeah? He speaks as a baby. Okay, interesting. Can babies speak normally?
No.
Absolutely not. Babies can't even do like, can't even burp themselves. I forget about speaking. But Isa alayhi salam, his birth was a miracle, right? He was conceived as a miracle, born as a miracle. And then as he is born, he speaks. Now, in another part of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually tells us why he speaks. Do you know where that part in the Quran is? Where he's like the first words of Isa alayhi salam. Does anybody know where they are? Take a guess. What's the name of the surah?
Maryam.
Ah, in Surah Maryam, we find the first words of Isa. His first words are actually very interesting. I want you to tell me, what do you think is the first thing Isa would say? The first thing. Just
Innani
like,
Abdullah.
Okay, Abdurrahman says, Inni Abdullah. Okay. In fact, that is exactly what it is. His mother was told, don't speak to anybody. Don't speak to. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ. Okay? When you bring your baby Isa to the people, people will say what? People will say, you have had an affair, right? You have done something that is very, very haram, very bad. Okay? And if Maryam alayhi salam tries to explain that this is a miracle child, people will just laugh at her. So Allah says to her, don't say anything. Now, when people are asking her, huh, who is this baby? How did you get this baby? She pointed to the child. The people said, how can we talk to somebody who's a child? Huh? And then Isa alayhi salam speaks as a baby, newborn. I want you to imagine what a newborn looks like. Huh? He said, Inni Abdullah, I am God's servant. Atani al-kitaba, he gave me the book. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا, and made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتِ, he has made me blessed wherever I may be. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا, enjoined upon me prayer and almsgiving. Zakat is giving charity. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا, as long as I'm alive, throughout my life. You see, he was told to pray. He was told to give zakat and charity. Huh? This is the way of all prophets. This is not something that we do only. This is something every prophet was commanded to do. Pray and give charity. Pray to Allah and help those who are in need. Pray to Allah so you can, you know, attain the blessings of the next life, and help those who are in need, because those who are in need, they are your way to attain the blessings of this life. Okay. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. He made me dutiful toward my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. He has now made me arrogant or wicked, right? Wicked here is not like, you know, that's wicked, right? More like he hasn't made me evil. And blessed was I on the day I was born, and blessed on the day that I shall die, and on the day I'm raised to life again. Isa alayhi salam's first words were, I am God's servant. You see that? He spoke to defend his mother. He spoke to tell people that he is a messenger of Allah. But before any of that, he said, I am Abdullah, the servant of Allah. And that's the greatest thing a person can be. The servant of God. The one who is, you know, worshipping Allah, devoted to Allah. That is the greatest thing a person can be. And that's the first thing that he says about him, about himself, Isa alayhi salam. He spoke in the cradle, as a baby. And that is a miracle, right? So if you were to list his miracles, right? Let's list the miracles of Isa alayhi salam. You guys ready? His miracles. Okay, a word from him. He was, a miracle birth, right? Miracle conception and birth. Are you with me, people?
Yes.
Al-Masih, the one who cures with his touch. Yes or no? Are you with me, people?
Yes.
Okay. He is, what else? Honored in this world and the next. That's something that, not necessarily like a miracle per se, but we will add it here. We'll leave it here as like he's honored in this world and the next. Okay. A miracle of his is he shall speak to the people. And in the cradle. Is this a miracle?
Yes.
Totally a miracle, right? This is something nobody, this is not something like a normal child does. That's what a miracle is, something that is not, it's inexplicable by the normal rules of nature, the normal laws of physics. It breaks it. It's not normal. It's not possible normally for a person to be born or conceived without intimacy and intercourse. But this is the case. This is the case with Isa. It's not normal or possible normally for people to cure another person just by touching them. You have to take medicine, and the medicine has to take, takes its time. But Isa alayhi salam would do that. It's not possible for babies to speak to people, communicate with them in full grown-up speech. But that's what Isa alayhi salam did. That's a miracle. What else is his miracle? What else is his miracle? Let's see. I want you guys to tell me from the translation. Take a moment and type out to me the first miracle in this ayah. Let's list it out. Type it out or say it, but before you say it, just raise your hand so I know you've spotted it. Yeah? I'll make it bigger so you can see. Ah, very good, Hannah. Spondon. Excellent. We have Abid who raised his hand. Okay, Abid, can you tell us?
I will make the shape of a bird. I will pray for you and then breed into it, and by God's leave, it will become a living bird.
Amazing. Perfect. So, creating a bird, creating, a bird from clay, then doing what? Then breathe into it, right? فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ, right? Breathing into it or blowing into it, and it becomes what? A real life bird. Is this possible normally for people to do? It is not possible. This is why it's a miracle. A miracle is something that is not possible normally for people, but a prophet does it by the permission of Allah. فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by God's leave. This is the key part about miracles, people. It is by the permission of Allah only. That, you know, it's like the rules of the world, everybody has to follow. The one who gets to make an exception from those rules, Allah is the one who makes it. And He gives that exception to His prophets, so they can show to people that they are a real prophet. They're not like, imposters. They are really someone who's speaking on behalf of God. That's why Allah would give miracles. It becomes a real life bird. Okay, now another one. What's the next one here in this ayah? Swandon says very good. He's got an answer there.
Bring the dead to life.
Okay, so that would be the one after, but there's one before that, Ya Abdurrahman. Heal the blind. Very good. I will heal the blind and the leper. By God's leave, I will heal the blind and the leper. What is I think you know all know what someone who's blind is, right? Russ, yes or no? Blind is somebody who cannot see, correct? Yes or no? People, is that okay? Now, anybody know the word in Arabic for blind? Blind in Arabic. Huh?
A'ma.
A'ma is the word for blind, usually. Okay? Good. A'ma.
A'ma.
All right. Is the word a'ma in the ayah?
No.
وَقْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَا وَالْأَبْرَصَ. That's the part of the ayah. أُبْرِئُ
الْأَكْمَهَا
وَالْأَبْرَصَ. The word that the Quran uses is أَكْمَهَا. You with me, people?
Yes.
That's the word the Quran uses for the blind. So this is a tangent. You guys remember tangents, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go on a tangent here. This is our tangent, Quran's word choice. How does the Quran uses words? Okay, this is a very important thing, tangent for us to study. Okay, so the word in Arabic normally for blind is a'ma. It's in the Quran as well, right? Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un, for example. Okay? Fa'asammahum wa a'ma absarahum. In the other places of the Quran, this is something that the Quran uses, a'ma. Okay? The word in this ayah is al-akmaha. Are you with me?
Yes.
All right. Al-akmaha. What does al-akmaha mean? Okay. So what we'll do is I'm going to show you this dictionary. Hold on. Where is my dictionary gone? I had it open. Or I had it here. Let me find it for you guys. Hold on.
Yay.
All right. Here is a very interesting file. Okay. And I'm going to show you. I'm going to scroll down to the entry where it says Akmaha. You with me? Okay. Hold on, let me find it. All right, I found it. All right, ready, people? This is such a cool thing. Oh, unfortunately, respondent, it's a scanned document, so Control F doesn't work. But good suggestion is. Okay. Akmaha, the word, huh? Its root letters in Arabic are Kaf, Mim, and Ha. Hmm? Kaf, Mim, and Ha. Okay? Look at what it says. Blindness from birth. To come into darkness. To be born blind. Hmm? Dust covering the sun. This is a word, you know, this, from this root, you can, in old Arabic, you have words that describe if there's like a sandstorm or something that covers the sun. It's like you're in a state of blindness, yeah? Akmaha occurs twice in the Quran. And both times it occurs in the Quran, it occurs in the story of Isa alayhi salam. Okay? Him talking about his miracles, or Allah speaking about his miracles. All right? And what is it? The one who's born blind and with sealed eyelids. Ah. You see that? This is somebody who is not like anybody who's blind. Al-Akmaha. What's the difference? What's the difference?
Al-Akmaha means like someone who is born blind. And Amma is like someone who got blindness over time.
Right. Al-Akmaha is somebody who is born blind. And in fact, in this case, as the dictionary tells us, with sealed eyelids. Like their eyes don't even open. Hmm? A'ma. A'ma. Is someone who could see but lost their eyesight. Do people who lose their eyesight, do they regain their eyesight through like a natural process? Like an operation or something? Is it possible?
Yes. If the blindness is not very severe. Like if it's some dust, probably.
Hmm. In fact, you can actually help recover many people's eyesight. Okay? When they lose their eyesight, even to the point of blindness, you can help recover them by, you know, laser surgery, or maybe they have a cataract or something. It can be cured. But this, someone who was born blind with sealed eyelids, that is not cured. That is actually something that, like, it's not possible for them to be given their sight. So Allah only twice uses this word akmaha. Only twice. And both times that he uses this word akmaha, he uses it to describe who? The miracle of Isa alayhi salam. That this was not any, like, he wasn't a doctor, people. Hmm? He wasn't a doctor. He was someone who was a prophet of God. Here's the second instance of it. Al-Akmaha. Hmm? Same exact. Jesus, the son of Mary, remember my favor to you and your mother. Huh? You healed the blind. Here, Akmaha. Second instance of it. Only two places used in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to tell us this is not someone who was like a really amazing doctor. No. He was a prophet and he had miracles. Hmm? He had miracles. And this was his miracle. And that is highlighted by the choice of words. How precise the choice of word is. And how precise that Allah never uses that word in the Quran except for Isa. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool if you think about it. Now, and the last one that's in this ayah is, I will bring the dead to life. I will bring the dead to life. Of course, this is like also by God's leave, by God's permission. All of these are by God's permission. This is the key part. But he does it. And these are his miracles, the Quran lists. Okay? Also, what he did was, he told the people of Israel, Bani Israel, that I have come to make lawful for you some that was forbidden to you. I am here to make something halal that was haram before. Do you think this was a problem for the people of Bani Israel? Yes or no? Would they have a problem with this? They had a problem with it. Yes. Yes, indeed. They were like, who are you to change the law of Moses? And that is why, what did they do? Did they support him or not? Yes or no?
No.
They did not support him, right? They did not support him. They in fact wanted to kill him. As they're trying to kill him, Isa alayhi salam recognized that. He's like, yes, this is going to be the case. These guys are going to come after me. He asked the people, who is going to help me? Man ansari ilallah. The disciples, there were some people who followed him. They said, we will be your helpers, O Isa. Now, Isa alayhi salam schemed. Here is the Bani Israelis. They schemed. They wanted to do what? They wanted to assassinate Isa. Or not assassinate, throw him to the ruler. So the ruler can assassinate him. Because they were living under the Roman Empire. Okay? Will Allah allow that to happen?
Never.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervenes. And he says, no. O Jesus, I shall take you to me and will raise you up to me and shall clear you of the bad things that the disbelievers are saying about you and place those who follow you above those who deny the truth until the day of judgment. Then to me you shall all return and I will judge between you regarding your disputes. Okay, inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilayya. Allah says, I will take you to me. I shall raise you to me. Okay, so another one of his miracles is he was raised to Allah while alive from this world. You with me, people? Did he die? Yes.
He didn't.
Isa Islam die.
He didn't die.
The answer is no. Because one of his miracles that Allah says is Rafi'uka ilayya. I am going to raise you to me. Alright? What does that mean? If he didn't die, he must be alive, right?
Yes.
But he's not in the world. He is with Allah in you know, he's above the world. He's in the samawat, in the sky. Okay, that means that he will be returned back. Allah will send him back to the world, where he will live and die like a normal human being. But at that moment, when they were trying to kill him, and kill him by putting him on the cross and crucify him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sure that that did not happen. Okay, and that was something that is highlighted as one of the miracles of Isa, right? You may say, well, how is this possible? How can a person be raised to Allah while alive from this world? Well, he's the one who would look at all his other miracles, bring the dead to life, heal the born blind, yes? And the leper, create a bird, spoke to as a baby, the one who cures with his touch, a word from God, conceived as a miracle. Is this, if all of this has happened to him, is this that much more inconceivable and that much more difficult? Of course not.
No.
This is the point. This is why Allah, as you notice, this is why this is mentioned here. Allah wants to make us understand that this was a truly miraculous human being. From his birth to the point where he was temporarily removed from the world. And he's going to come back. He's going to come back. As we find in authentic statements from the Prophet ﷺ, and also referenced in the Quran, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. He is going to come back right around the time the world is going to end, before the Day of Judgment. He will be back. And he will, when he's back, he is going to live and die like a normal human being, worshipping Allah, following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Not coming back as a messenger with a new message. No, coming back as one of the Muslims. And that's an amazing, amazing incident that will take place in the future. Okay, now.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry? Yes.
Then he's supposed to come back to slay Dajjal?
Yes, yes. So his return towards the end of time is going to be as a counter, right? To that, yes. Good question, Waleed. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he speaks about this, look at what he says. Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. Jesus in the sight of God is like Adam. He created him from dust, and then he said, be, and he was. You see, they were both, you know, in the eyes of God, they're both, you know, exceptional. Adam alayhi salam was exceptional because he had no mother or father, yes? Isa alayhi salam was exceptional because he had no father. Are you with me? Both of them were created miraculously. And then said to him, Kun fayakun. You see that? Kun, be. And he was. That's the word. A word from God. In a way, that is how Adam al-Islam was. That is how Isa al-Islam is. Now, after this, the point of this whole thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting the Christians, right? Inviting the Christians. So now Allah invites the Christians. Ayah number 64 of Surah 3. We're going to finish at 2 o'clock, inshallah, in a couple of minutes. All right? Now, I need a volunteer. Who is that? Sohaib.
I'll volunteer for Arabic.
Okay. You want to read the Arabic? Yeah, Abdurrahman. Sohaib, you want to read the English?
Okay.
All right, Abdurrahman, go ahead.
قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
بأننا مسلمون. Yeah. Thank you, Rahman. That's very good. So, hey.
Okay. Say, people of the book.
It's 2 o'clock.
Let us come to a word common to us that we shall worship none but God, and that we shall associate no partner with him, and that none of us shall take others beside God for lords. And if they turn away, say, bear witness that we have submitted to God.
Awesome. Here, after telling the story of Isa alayhi salam, to the Christians, huh? What does Allah say? Does he say you guys suck, you guys are so bad, and this and that? No. He says, O people of the book, Ahl al-Kitab, this is a way to honor them. You are people of the scripture. Allah has honored you. Come to a common word. Right? Let's talk about what's common between us. We love Isa. You love Isa. Right? We all say Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and you say the same thing. Right? You say Allah is also worthy of worship and only Him. This is actually the Christian belief as well. Thou shalt not worship, you know, anyone but God. Look at the Ten Commandments. You know the Ten Commandments in the Bible? The first of them is you shall have no other gods before me. We shall not make idols. So these things, right, are something we all agree on. Allah na'budu illallah wa la nushrika bihi shay'an. That we worship none but God and that we associate no partner with Him. Let us come to a common understanding, O people. We both love Isa. We only want to worship Allah. So why are now we worshiping a human being? Do you see how nicely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them close together? But now there's also a twist in this. What is the thing that's common between us, the Christians, and the Jews? Who is the common link between all of us? Which person? Which person?
Isa.
So Isa alayhi salam, we love him as a prophet. The Christians say he's a deity. He's the son of God. The Jews reject him. They say he's not anything. Right? The answer is Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is the common word between all of us, isn't he? We all love him. We all, you know, associate ourselves to him. Isn't he? That's why the next ayah speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. What Allah is saying is as follows. He's saying, O people of the book, let's come to common terms. What is common terms? Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is common. Our desire to worship Allah alone, that's common. Let's look at how Ibrahim worshipped Allah. Did he say a human being is the son of God? Did he say that we have to go through people to get to God? No, Ibrahim was the one who, Hanifam Muslima, he was the one who worshipped Allah alone. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyyun wala Nasraniyya. He was neither a Jew nor a Christian. He was Hanifam Musliman, the one who surrendered himself to God. That is who we want to be. Let us all come together and be that. This is how Allah addresses the Christians in the Quran. This is the address to the Christians. And the life of Maryam and Isa, it starts by talking about, this is the key point, you guys. It starts by talking about the beautiful things that we all agree on. And then we say, okay, let's come to common terms. Let's figure out how we can build from that common ground. You see how nicely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting the people to Islam? This is a beautiful message. I hope that you guys appreciate a little bit of this, inshallah. And I will see you all next week. Ithn Allah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashadu la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.